Okay, the second half of this year, Wednesday night. So that's the Ran Shita. Neder b'loshen shvu and shvu b'loshen neder is meaningless, zero. And he says it's machlekes in Yerushalmi. Aval Ramban zal kosav ilchus nedarim shalom. The lekel l'shibushei hanisugya. You can't just say the Gemara is lav davka here and lav davka there. Come on. The lemeimer the loydaiki b'lishnayu that the Gemara just said at things with imprecision. You can't just say that. Elavadai certainly neder shomer b'loshen shvua. Shvua b'loshen neder mahani. Mi ulav mi ikar neder v'ikar shvuahu. You can't say it's a regular neder, it's a regular shvua. Hamrinam besugin, because our Gemara says the neder is shvua lo shoven b'lishnayu. Elamidin yodus hu demahani. So this is the Ramban shita that neder b'loshen shvua and shvua b'loshen neder would be a form of yodus. The yodus we've had till now was an incomplete sentence. Either incomplete, the words are incomplete, or the clarity is incomplete. The expression's incomplete. It's only implied, it's not said. Here the Ramban's saying a tremendous chiddush. And many achronim say that's why the Ran doesn't accept what the Ramban says. Here you have a perfectly complete sentence, but it's messed up. It's messed up, it's like the wrong lashon. You're going up the down elevator. You know, you're saying a neder b'loshen shvua, shvua b'loshen neder. So the Ramban insists it's good because you have all these Gemaras that imply it's good. And to say the Gemara is lav davka is just too weird. So it must be good. Why is it good? So it must be yodus. Even though it's not incomplete, it's like a new type of yodus. It's not an incomplete. It's not incomplete. It's like wrong. So the Ramban knows that can be yodus too. Each one its own. In other words, neder b'loshen shvua is somehow it's clear he wants to make a neder. The word koinim establishes it as a neder. He used the loshen shvua by saying shalo ochal kikar zeh, or he said shvua, so it's clear he's making a shvua, and then he said shvua, you know, yeshiva sukkah zeh olai, shvua achilas kikar zeh olai. Now, Taisvis and Shvuas that we saw, now we could fit it into a cubbyhole. It's like a third sheet, though. Because Taisvis and Shvuas holds that Shvua Beloshen Neder is not only good, but it's mamish good. That it's good. It's an Issa Heftza. It's Takachal that way. Like you wouldn't say in Taisvis it's Yodus. It's not Yodus. It's a perfectly valid Lashon. You said Yeshiva Sukkah Zeolai. And that's how it's chal. It's chal as an isuchevtsa. So the Ran holds neder b'loshen shvua, and shvua b'loshen neder is dead in the water. Zero. The Ramban holds it's good, because so many Gemaras that say it's good, but it doesn't make sense it should be good, because our Gemara says that the loshen of a neder and the loshen of a shvua are at cross purposes, so to speak. So he says it's yodus. So the machlok, I think there's two ways you can learn what's the machlok that's Ran or Ramban. Everybody wants to know. Really, it's clear to me that the Ran holds that the Gemara talks about the lashon. He said this. He said that. He talked about the chayfetz. He talked about. But the Ran probably holds that the essential nature is different. Neder means Issa Chefza. It's like, it's defined by being an Issa Chefza. Shvu is defined by being an Issa Gavra. It wouldn't make sense to say that you could say it the wrong way. It's like an inherent contradiction. It's like the opposite of what it is. So that can't be Yodus. It's like, sir, that's like, you know, it's self-destructs. The Ranald of Neder B'loshen Shvua and Shvua B'loshen Neder self-destructs. It's mamish like the opposite of what it's supposed to be. What does the Ramban hold? Well, first of all, the Ramban's a tremendous chiddush in Yodus. Because even if the Ramban doesn't hold like the Ran, as extreme as I'm saying it, that it self-destructs because it's inherently a walking contradiction, but still, why should it be good? He didn't say it right. So he says it's Yodis. I'm explaining why the Ran wouldn't even hold it's Yodis. Because he holds it's a walking contradiction. But even if you don't hold like that, you hold that, you know, Neder and Shvuah are two ways to forbid yourself from doing something. And you can choose this way, a Sechefza, you can choose that way. Like it's more more chilled out, you know, like, you know, you don't get like tafka. So you have to say it the right way. But then the Ramban says it could be Yodus if you say it the wrong way. In other words, I would say the Ramban holds the speculation, because he doesn't really say this, that the essential nature and Shvua are not really different. They're ways in which you forbid yourself from doing something. And the Torah gave you two ways, this way and that way. But the Lashonos are not like walking contradictions. It's rather not chal that way. So that's why he says it's Yodus. And that's also a big chiddush. Because you might say Yodus is dafka if something's incomplete. Who said if you say a complete sentence and a complete thought and you said it wrong, so who said it should be good? So that's a big chiddush in the Ramban.
How did you get past that?
How did you get past what?
In other words, for Yodus, even though it's incomplete, you know pretty much by the phraseology what it was. But if it's all,
so I'm saying the Ramban, there's two huge chidushim in the Ramban. That's the way I see the Ramban. Number one is, he doesn't hold it's a walking contradiction. He doesn't hold that it's like self-destructs, because the essence of neder is a sechefza, and the essence of tzvua is a gavra. So if you say it the wrong way, you're like, how could that be good? He doesn't hold like that. What does he hold? I said, he holds it's different ways you could assure yourself from doing something. You could do it in a sechefza way and a sagabra way. It's like two halves of a coin, two sides of the same coin. It's like, you still didn't say it right. Oh, Yodus. So Yodus could fix that up, which is also a chiddush, because if not for the Ramban, I would have said Yodus is only when something's incomplete. So you complete it. But who said if you said something wrong, it could make right or wrong? So that's also a chiddush. But I think the Ranold, it's beyond that also. It's like, doesn't make sense. It's like you're saying something in the exact opposite way in which it's supposed to be. How can you say it's Yodus? That's probably what the Ran holds. Stop there.